Hi, it's me, Mark, and welcome back for this short edition of the Candle Shore Podcast. I'm talking about my iPhone 3GS. It's a really nice phone. Most of us who have one really do love them. The problem, of course, especially for those of us using VoiceOver, and that is a screen reading solution for the blind and low vision, the problem with it is sometimes it can really suck the life out of the battery on the iPhone. And this can be a problem. And I got to tell you right now, in the year, or almost a year, I think it came out, July 24th of last year or so. We're coming up on a year. During that time, I think I've owned just about every battery charger made for the iPhone, and some of them not even made for the iPhone, that I've adapted to try to get some extra battery life out of it. In case sometimes I find myself on calls and with VoiceOver on, if I'm using the 3G network, it can just really diminish the battery power. So what I've done, in addition to experimenting with all kinds of batteries from the Apple store and various electronic stores, I have finally come upon what I think is one of the best ones yet, and that's what I want to talk about in this really short podcast. It is a 2-in-1 USB AC adapter battery charger, and it's from a company called Enercell. That's Enercell. It's smaller than the iPhone. I don't smoke, but I think it's about the size of a pack of cigarettes, probably even smaller than that. And I'm sitting here looking at it. I think it's 3.5 inches long and about 2.25 inches wide. It has an on-off button, and it also has a little flashlight, a very bright LED flashlight on it. And you can power two USB devices from it. It has two standard USB ports. And it has a two-prong AC. You can plug it into the wall. And, of course, it works in a, 120 or 240 environment. It'll work in any environment, they say, in almost 60 different countries. Not that I travel to all these different countries, so I don't think that's a problem. But what I've done some testing with it, and I'll tell you what the specifications are. It may not mean much to you. It took me a while to figure it out. This battery, which I got from Radio Shack and for $50, is rated at 1,700 milliamp hours, or MAH, milliamp hours. And a lot of you are going to go, well, what does that mean? I'm not going to bore you trying to tell you what this is. I believe that the iPhone is 1,400. It's a 1,400 milliamp draw. So, again, best case scenario, if I understand it correctly, it means that it can recharge the iPhone, assuming that you completely discharge your phone. It could recharge it, well, definitely one time, but probably, since it's a 1700, all things being equal, you could probably recharge it twice if it was completely, if you discharged it. Now, the other day when I was on the phone, I found myself, I was outside. I do a lot of outside stuff these days. And I was testing this device, and I was on the phone for an hour talking on the 3G network on my iPhone. And when I looked at the iPhone after the phone call, I think the phone call is about 52 minutes, actually. The phone still, when I looked at the battery level, it said 93%, and it said battery charging connected to AC. Now, of course, that to me was just wonderful, because of all the other devices I've had, and the Mafi juice pack and God knows what, I got a whole big box of them in there. I don't even pay attention anymore. So far, this is my favorite one. It certainly has far exceeded my expectations. So that's what I'm going to recommend for you. I'm going to provide a link what I'll do is, because of the way podcasts are done, because of the way the feeds, I can't put a link in the same article as I attach this file, this podcast file. So I will create a page that you will have to go to. And I guess I'll put that up. And on the page, it'll just have the link to this particular device. Or you can just go into your nearest Radio Shack if you're here in the U.S. and pick it up. It's brand new, relatively new, just came out. It's a 5-volt charger, and it's just delightful. I love it. And funny thing is, if you go on the website and look at reviews, there's only one review from a person who thinks it's terrible. So I don't know if that person overestimated what they were going to get. But for me, this is my new favorite recharging device for my iPhone. And it's small enough to pick to fit in my pocket. So if the bomb drops, you know, I love talking about the bomb dropping. I'm good to go. And of course, you can charge this at the same time you charge your iPhone. Again, I also like it because I can charge my Bluetooth from it. And I think you'll be really impressed with it. And of course, if you need some bright light, although I don't know why they would put an LED on this thing, but you press the button a couple of times and it toggles between the various charging modes. Okay, that's a recommendation, and it's from Intercell. Let me give you the website that you to go to. I'm going to link this to CandleShoreBlog. What can we call this? Maybe this Intercell. Yeah, I'll create the page called Intercell. So if you, when this comes out, just take your browser and go to CandleShoreBlog.com/EN, as in Nancy, E-R, C as in Charlie, E-L-L dot H-T-M. Okay? So it's CandleShoreBlog.com/Intercell. And that will have a link. It's going to be very basic, guys, okay? It's not going to be a bunch of documentation on it because I want to get this out fast and I'm getting sleepy. So there you have it. Okay, click on that. And if you're interested in this, again, you can order it online from the link I'll provide on that page. Remember to make a joyful noise. And I know I am, especially with my 2-in-1 5-volt iPhone USB AC battery recharging adapter from Intercell. Take care. I'll see you back here soon. Bye-bye.